Hello, and welcome to our presentation on Everyday Nutrition, brought to you by United Healthcare. My name is Debbie Johns, and I am an on-site nurse liaison with United Healthcare. During this presentation, you will learn the basics of healthy eating. You'll be able to define nutrients and how our body uses them. You'll also understand why water is so important to our bodies. And you'll learn why balance in our diet is key. And you'll understand the power of fruits and vegetables. Some basic healthy eating tips include eating at regular intervals, eating a variety of foods, aim for balanced meals, make sure to drink water regularly and abundantly, and include lots of vegetables and moderate amounts of fruits in many different colors. In addition, healthy eating has many benefits, some of which include improved energy, decreased diabetes risk and improved heart health, and weight management. Our bodies require both macro and micronutrients in order to function optimally. Macronutrients are large and visible to the eye. These are needed in larger quantities. Macronutrients include fats, proteins, and carbohydrates, and are responsible for creating energy and building up the body's cells. Micronutrients are needed in smaller amounts. Examples of micronutrients include vitamins and minerals that must be acquired from our diet. High-quality, starchy carbohydrates should be included in the daily diet. However, the amount and frequency should be dependent on our health status, such as whether we have prediabetes or diabetes, and on our activity level. More active means a need for more carbohydrates. High-quality starchy carbs include starchy vegetables such as yams, sweet potatoes, and winter squash. Also, beans and legumes, and whole grains. Medium-quality carbs are minimally processed whole grains, corn tortillas, whole grain cereals, whole grain crackers, etc. We should limit our intake of medium-quality carbs to 1 to 2 servings per day. Moderately processed carbs such as pastas, white rice, white bread, crackers, flour tortillas, etc., should be consumed less frequently. And highly processed carbs, such as sodas, cookies, crackers, and any commercially baked good, should be limited. Eating adequate protein is necessary to maintain muscles and tissues and is vital for helping with weight loss and weight maintenance. Digesting proteins requires more energy, thus increasing calories burned. However, you don't have to eat animal protein. Think outside the box and include non-animal sources, such as tofu, tempeh, beans and legumes, and certain grains such as quinoa, as well as nuts and seeds. Other high-quality protein sources include grass-fed meat, skinless poultry, wild-caught fish and seafood, eggs, tofu, tempeh, cottage cheese, and yogurt. Like protein, fat is also slow to digest, helping to slow down the rate of digestion of carbohydrates and staying in your stomach longer, thereby helping you feel full and satisfied, which is a plus for weight loss and weight management. Eating healthy fats also promotes the breakdown and utilization of fat in the body. Certain fats are beneficial and important to health, such as olive oil, avocados, nuts and seeds, fatty fish, and coconuts. Other fats may be harmful to health and should be limited. These include highly processed vegetable oils, soybean and corn oil, margarine, shortening, and saturated animal fats. Our bodies are comprised of water and require water in abundance to function properly. In terms of weight loss or weight maintenance, proper hydration is important, as even mild dehydration in the body mimics hunger. Therefore, many times we might confuse dehydration for hunger. Some common dehydration symptoms include fatigue, constipation, dry skin, and brain fog. A general guideline is to drink half your body weight in ounces daily. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you should consume a minimum of 75 ounces of water every day. However, each person is different, and monitoring your urine color and making changes accordingly is also recommended. Generally speaking, the lighter in color your urine is, the more hydrated you are. Vitamins and minerals ideally are acquired from the whole foods that we eat. However, due to deficient minerals in the soil or a diet high in processed foods that lack vital vitamins and minerals, or poor absorption from food due to an underlying health condition, sometimes key vitamins and minerals may be lacking in your diet. Common deficiencies include magnesium, zinc, B vitamins, particularly B12, and vitamin D. Choosing whole foods high in these vitamins and minerals is recommended. However, some people may need to take a high-quality supplement to optimize their levels. Consult with your physician to inquire if supplementation is necessary for you. Some examples of common micronutrient deficiencies and foods which are high in these micronutrients include magnesium, which can be found in dark leafy greens, almonds, cashews, and peanuts, pumpkin and sunflower seeds, avocado, brown rice, oatmeal, and dark chocolate with 70% or higher cocoa content. Zinc can be found in oysters and other seafood, poultry, mushrooms, spinach and kale, pumpkin seeds, pecans, peanuts, and cashews, and whole grains and legumes. Vitamin D can be found in fatty fish, such as salmon, tuna, and mackerel. It can also be found in shiitake mushrooms, milk and yogurt, and egg yolks. Vitamin B12 can be found in red meats, poultry, dairy, salmon, sardines, shrimp, mussels, eggs, and nutritional yeast. Balancing your carbohydrate sources with your proteins and healthy fats slows the production of glucose, allowing it at a slower, more steady rate. The protein and fat also take longer to digest, which can help keep you feeling full longer. Ideally, half of your plate should be vegetables, with the other half of your plate evenly distributed between proteins and carbohydrates. If the time between your meals is going to be greater than 4 hours, then snacking is a healthy habit. Remember to seek balance in your snacks to give them staying power. Including a protein or a fat with your carbohydrate choice will slow down digestion, leading to feeling fuller longer. Also, adding a protein or a fat to a carbohydrate can help decrease blood sugar production, helping manage blood sugar levels. Some examples of balanced snacks include an apple with 15 raw almonds or 1 tablespoon of natural almond or peanut butter, some raw carrots dipped in 1/4 cup hummus or guacamole, or sliced bell peppers with hard-boiled egg, or some cherry tomatoes with a mozzarella cheese stick. Making healthy food choices is the goal. However, the portion sizes of our healthy foods are also important, especially for weight loss or weight maintenance. Calorie counting may be tedious and might not be exact. A better strategy might be to use visual representations to ensure proper portions. For example, your fist is typically equal to 1 cup. Use this for having vegetables. A deck of cards or a computer mouse is roughly 3 to 4 ounces. You can use that to measure your proteins. A tennis ball is approximately 1 cup of grains, such as rice or starchy carbs, like sweet potatoes. A cupped handful is approximately 1 ounce. Use that to measure your nut servings. And the tip of your thumb is approximately 1 tablespoon of fat. Another good idea is to use smaller serving dishes to help ensure proper portions. For example, eating from a smaller salad plate instead of a larger dinner plate can easily help you manage your portion sizes. Fruits and vegetables are powerful allies in maintaining health. Some benefits of fruit and vegetable consumption include cancer prevention. Fruits and vegetables are proven to be a big help in the fight against all cancers. Also, stress protection. The antioxidants in fruits and vegetables have been shown to protect cells against the damage of chronic stress. Heart health. Fruits are a great source of soluble fiber, the only nutrient recognized for its heart health benefits. And weight management. Fiber and water help add bulk to the stomach, increasing brain satiety. By focusing on adding different colors to your plate, you'll be ensuring that you're taking in many different key nutrients. All shades of green-colored produce indicate antioxidant potential and may help promote healthy vision and reduce cancer risks. Orange and bright yellow promote healthy vision and immunity and also reduce the risk of some cancers. Purple and blue produce give strong anti-aging benefits. They can also help aid with memory, urinary tract health, and reduced cancer risks. Red helps to maintain a healthy heart, vision, immunity, and may reduce cancer risks. And neutral whites, browns, and pale yellows may promote heart health and also reduce cancer risk. Alcohol can be part of a healthy lifestyle and diet. However, moderation is key. For women, the recommended amount is 1 serving or less per day. And for men, the recommended amount is 2 servings or less per day. In terms of weight loss, less is definitely more. Alcohol is metabolized as a fat. It increases triglyceride production and provides empty calories, increasing fat production in the body. Enjoy a glass of wine or a spirit with your meal, but drink responsibly. And if you don't already drink, don't feel the need to start. A glass of Concord grape juice can provide the same antioxidant punch as a glass of red wine. In summary, you've learned that the focus should be the quality of food that you eat. Your intake should include both macro and micronutrients. You should also strive for balance in meals and snacks by incorporating protein, starchy and non-starchy carbohydrates, and fats. Increasing your fruit and vegetable intake is important for key body functions. And try to aim for a variety of colors and nutrients. Lastly, water should be your main drink of choice, but drinking alcohol in moderation is okay too. 1 drink a day for women and 2 drinks a day for men is an acceptable amount. And remember to drink half of your body weight in ounces of water per day.